What a pleasure it is to run into new friends, make new friends, and old friends in the category of old friends. And I don't mean that you're old. It just occurred to me as I said that. But a longtime friend, a longtime friend who has worked his way into General Motors president, Mark Royce. And this, you can't pick a better position for a car guy. And my friend, you are the ultimate car guy. If you look in the dictionary under car guy, your picture is there.
Thank you very much. That's very kind.
He drove up here with a Corvette, just a regular old Stingray.
Yeah, that's right. It was beautiful, actually beautiful.
Oh,
yeah,
I bet. Really was.
Oh, yeah. To get in a car and drive through Michigan again after a couple of years is just, yeah, it was really, really great.
It's nice to have a nice place to come to, and we're glad you're here. And speaking of Corvettes, that new Z06.
Yes.
The really powerful, another powerful Corvette coming our way. When is that?
We're gonna release it here in October, and we were over in Germany here doing the final testing on it here about 2 weeks ago. So, yeah, we're very excited about the car. Lots of pictures taken with camouflage on. So, you work on stuff for a long time, and it's, the best part of it is being able to share that and see customers' faces when we unveil it. So, very soon.
Well. We all react kind of like you do, like it's Christmas time.
Good.
And speaking of Christmas time, in time for Christmas, if you can't figure out what to get somebody, a nice new electric Hummer out of Factory Zero, that's going to be available in time for Christmas.
I think so. Yeah, we're really excited as we bring Factory Zero on the Hamtramck Detroit border up. In fact, our whole leadership team is down there cleaning up the area today, which is fantastic. And so we're lots of suppliers building around the site as well. So it's really nice to see that come alive. And that'll be the first vehicle out of there, and then we'll have several more. The Silverado E, when we announce that, will come out of Factory Zero too, and more to come. So I drove one 2 weekends ago to my daughter's soccer tournaments, and I tell you, it is spectacular. Absolutely spectacular. So lots of fun.
No, the game is over here, folks. Yeah. Come out of the parking lot, and we still have a game to play.
I can only imagine. That's right. That's right. So lots of excitement.
Well, imagine if you could have driven up in the new Cadillac Lyric.
Yeah.
Which, we hear about people putting in orders and all this different stuff. But the Lyric sold out in 10 minutes.
10 minutes. I know. And, it's great because, we're reinventing Cadillac, and we have a great string of products in Cadillac showrooms right now. And then we just launched the new Black Wings, the CT4 and the CT5, which, arguably are some of the best sports sedans in the world. And then we followed it up with, the Escalade here, right before that. And then now Lyric. And so Cadillac's got some serious momentum in the market. And, we're really changing the way people think about the car. And Lyric is really a punctuation for the electric future of Cadillac.
Let me just ask you this. As the president of General Motors, and you introduce and make available the Lyric, and it sells out in 10 minutes, at any point does the president of General Motors sit back in his office and say, geez, maybe we should have made more of those? I mean, you could have had 20 minutes of sales.
I know, exactly. 20 minutes would be good.
You could have had 20 minutes of sales instead of 10 minutes, Mark.
I know. It's just, everybody works so hard. Our teams work so hard on creating a very special Cadillac. And all new everything, from the infotainment to the knobs and switches to the actual Ultium packs to the electric motors we're going to talk about. All of those things come together to make that car. And, people see it, and it's highly desirable. And it's actually the highest car we've ever shown and clinicked ever. So in General Motors. So, we know that we have some serious demand, so which is fantastic.
You have a Kim, I have a Kim.
Yeah.
My Kim said to me about the Lyric some time ago, this thing's going to be hot. You ought to look into it. She did.
Good. Yeah. Well, she knows, and she knows cars. So
I'm just mentioning
great.
She didn't say that about the new Corvette Stingray, which I really wanted. So she's very careful in what she says.
Oh, that's right.
Look into. Yeah. Hey, three new electric motors you're going to be introducing today.
Right. We're going to talk about that at the conference here in a couple hours.
Well, you don't feel like you can't talk.
No, I'm going to talk about it right now.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
No, I am. I'm going to talk about it right now because there's a great story there. And, you know, our company has been around for a long time. And we know how to scale things. We know how to produce high-quality things. And we know how to design electric motors. We've done it for over 20 years. We have converted our workforce to electrification, a portion of it. And those vehicle engineers, propulsion engineers, are now designing the software and hardware for those electric motors, which is really, really something. And that's
beautiful.
All vertically integrated inside of GM. So the expertise is there, and we're very, very proud of those folks. And yeah, we're just totally excited about those. They really will change our whole strategy on electrification.
All right. Before we run out of time, we're very proud of General Motors and its long-term commitment to Detroit in so many ways. But this latest, with the biggest ever commitment of $50 million, and you're getting the neighborhood hub underway, and the GM investment back into your home is laudable.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, we're going to do $50 million. And, you know, the first part of those grants, one of them will be Neighborhood Hub, you know, sponsored by the Detroit Chamber. And it really helps local businesses in Detroit and really provides the resiliency, you know, during, you know, coming out of a pandemic and everything else that we've dealt with for the last couple of years. That resiliency in Detroit is very important to us, and so we're making the investment. We've done about $100 million over the last 10 years, so we're going to keep priming the pump in Detroit.
Beautiful. Hey, before I let you go, we leave the island and go directly to the M1 concourse and happily broadcast from the GM stand at Mortebella.
Mortebella.
Yeah.
That's right.
I thought you had to say it like an Italian.
Mortebella. I'm not good at that because I'm not Italian, but anyway.
Well, neither am I. But anyway, that's a pretty big deal.
It's a huge deal. And they've done a great job of putting together an outdoor motor show, which, you know, that we've had a lot of challenges, as we all know. And so putting that together in these challenging times is great. We'll have things like electrification there. We'll have all sorts of things for the family and friends. So
it's something we're all looking forward to, and hope people will come out and enjoy it, as we will be broadcasting from the GM stand. Mark Royce, General Motors President, keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
And just try to enjoy yourself and have fun with this stuff.
Well, I had fun with you and Kim last night at dinner,
all
so that's a start, right?